Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. This week, we'll talk about more than one issue. The first one that really concerns me and should concern farmers and ranchers across the country. The EPA is at it again. They have given the public until July the 21st to comment on new water regulations. Farm and ranch organizations are fighting to stop the EPA power grab. EPA, since 1972, has had jurisdiction over navigable waters. Now they want to take over every ditch, every pond, millions of acres of farmland. You will have to have a permit to straighten a crooked creek, to tile a pond hole, to do anything. This is serious. And if that's not enough, the EPA announced this week new rules demanding a 30% reduction in carbon emissions from our power plants by 2030. That will close down many, if not most, of our coal plants generating electricity. The result will be more plants will use natural gas to generate the electricity. Nitrogen will cost more because it's made from natural gas. And in the end, electricity will cost more, maybe a lot more. Gas, of course, is a little cleaner than coal. And we will export our coal to China. In the final analysis, global greenhouse gas level will not change. The coal states are up in arms with this Obama policy. And that's not going to help the Democrat candidates running in the coal states in the election this fall. And now, speaking of elections this fall, I have to bring up one race in Iowa to fill the seat of retiring Democrat Senator Tom Harkin. Out of the Iowa cornfields and farm country surging in the polls comes Republican Joni Ernst. She is unique in many ways. She got the attention of the electorate with one of her ads. She talked about castrating baby pigs as a farmer's daughter. And she said with that experience, when she gets to Washington, she's qualified to cut pork barrel spending. And she added that should make them squeal. In addition, she currently serves in the Iowa State Senate as a lieutenant colonel in the Army National Guard and was a company commander in Iraq. She's one Republican candidate with the support of the Tea Party and the establishment Republicans. Mitt Romney and Sarah Palin both campaigned for her. They like her. So do I. I can relate to her. I was in the Army. I'm a farm guy. And I castrated pigs. Her Democratic opponent will be Bruce Braley. He should worry. She may be sharpening her knives. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.